trust them elected officials? I mean, how can you trust any of these politicians that were in office during the last 4 or 5 years? Remember them lockdowns? Remember the business closures, the mask, the social distancing? All of it. All of it has come out, and now it was based on lies. Now, for many of us, doing just a little bit of research and all, we knew it. But all these politicians that weren't standing up and saying anything just went along with all of it. Can you still trust them? Trust them to do anything? And so, do you trust them to control your property? I mean, what is property? And who owns your property? You know, it all really comes back to natural rights and self-ownership. One of the things government, quote-unquote, is supposed to do is protect rights, protect the individual rights. But instead, under the guise of protecting freedom and liberty and all your natural rights, government controls, it rules and regulates almost every right that you have. Take, for instance, the old building codes. They tell us there, you know, all these building codes are there to protect the people from these nasty builders. These builders that want to kill people just to make a buck. To ensure the general welfare of the people, they tell us. Apparently, there are thousands of construction companies trying to kill people out there. Let me ask you, who here has bought one of these here tract homes out here? You know, the mega mansions slapped up in weeks, growing like weeds in a field, packed in there like sardines, and your neighbor three doors down's got the same damn house as you. Every now and then walks in the front door, thinks it's his house. Today's mega mansions turn into tomorrow's gold mine for the remodelers. And guess what? The bureaucrats permitting and inspecting gain too. There's an army of bureaucrats, inspectors, permitters, and nosy bodies and politicians. You know how these mega mansions are. Vinyl siding falling off, water leaks. These things fall apart faster than Chinese toys. And government inspected and ensured you that this house was safe and good. Government provided you with a false sense of security that big business, track builders, mega builders, they all take advantage and to fool the people. But that's not the craziest thing. How many government inspectors, plan reviewers, associated staff does it take to keep us safe from these killers? Inevitably, you can't run from natural rights. You can't hide from them. It's personal responsibility that comes with those rights that you want to shirk off onto the government. The government is more than happy to protect your rights. You have a right to buy a high-quality house. And the government's going to inspect to make sure that you get a fair deal. Up to their minimum standards, don't you know? But instead of doing your own buyer beware and getting an expert to go in there and home inspect and, you know, you getting a little bit of idea of what's really going on, You want the government to do it for you. You want the government to keep you safe and secure. You want the government to take your rights away. Natural rights are the antithesis of privileges provided by the state. Natural rights are the enemy of the state. But if the state can protect those rights, they can erode them without you knowing. In fact, you will praise them and you will comply as your rights are kept safe and secure. That's the reason they have building inspections. That's the reason they have licensing. That's the reason that haircutting people have to get a license. That's the reason that they have fishing license and all. Then they have to regulate. They have to protect your rights, your God-given rights. Otherwise, you know, somebody's going to take advantage of you. You can't give them away. You can't expect somebody else to secure these here natural rights. You have a right to self-ownership, to make up your mind what will go in and out of your body, your thoughts, your speech. You have the right to keep the fruits of your labor. You have the right to keep property and be left alone. As far as building codes go, you ought to be able to build. You are. You have the right to build whatever you want on your property. As long as you're not hurting anyone and you're not stealing anybody's stuff. Now, when you go to sell that piece of property with whatever building is on it, those people have a personal responsibility to protect their own interest by hiring somebody to inspect and make sure that it's up to whatever standard it may you may or may not accept. And you make the decision. It's also up to the bank and the insurance company. If you're going to build a house on your piece of property and you're going to get a mortgage to do it, a loan to do it, the bank and the insurance company had a right to tell you this is how we want it built to this standard, and we'll send an inspector out there to make sure that you're building it to our standard, and then we'll approve your loan. But if there's no loan at all, you are the one responsible. And if you go to sell it, the person buying the property has his own responsibility. It's no business of the government. The government has no right to come on private property and tell you what to do with it. But today, everybody accepts that the government basically controls private property. Just about everything on private property. Even some places they tell you when you have to cut your grass. What can be in your front yard? Oh, you can't grow vegetables in your front yard. You got to have grass and a couple of bushes. Government is taking your private property rights under the guise of safe and secure, under the guise of beautification. And you cheer. We need to get back to understanding what our rights are and taking personal responsibility for it. And these politicians, they're more than happy to take that responsibility and order you around and tax you for things that you don't want. Is that what you want? Is that freedom? Look at Republican and Democrat. It doesn't matter. Either side will steal your property and steal your rights under the guise of the collective good, the general welfare. I saw one of their favorite categories, the general welfare. The government that governs best governs the least. More freedom, less government. More government, less freedom. It's pretty simple. The collective has no rights. It doesn't matter how many people vote to steal your money. It still ain't right. Something else to think about. In this silly season, politicians promising you, oh, I stand for American values, the American way. Fix the roads, less taxes, slow the growth, all lies. Until next time, boys and girls.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?